blue jays, I love blue jays, and my heart beats so that I can hardly speak, and I seem to find the happiness I seek when we're out together dancing cheek to beak. That was Jay Bombardo with the California Ravens and their golden oldie, Cheek to Beak. And this is WJAY, your station for the music of your Blue Jays.
Do you suffer from irregularity? Remember, regular habits start with regular Blue Jays. And if you want Blue Jays to visit your feeder every day instead of just every now and then, use the bird feed doctors recommend most, Baker's Blue Jay Blend. Once in the morning, does it?
Early one morning, just as the sun was rising, I heard a blue jay singing in the valley below. I'm very hungry, so very hungry. Please fill your feeder with Baker's Blue Jay Blend. Thus sang the poor jay, its hunger bewailing. Thus sang the poor blue jay in the valley below. Please fill up your feeder full of Baker's Blue Jay Blend. Available only at Baker's Blue Jay Barn up the shore always.
The following public service announcements are provided as a service to listeners of WJAY, the music of your Blue Jay station. A course in English as a second language will begin next week at the College of Scholastic Blue Jays. A panel discussion of modern forestry issues and how to encourage oak growth, sponsored by the National Acorn League, will be held at the Jabel Museum. The local chapter of the Veterans of Blue Jay Wars will meet next week at Sir Ben Jay's. Dr. Jim DJ will discuss cholesterol, just how safe is suet. The Real Beef for Real Blue Jays Institute will present a brief rebuttal.
Mommy, after Daddy hit that picture window, I was really scared about what would happen to us.
I know, dear, but we're just fine now, thanks to
American Blue Jay Insurance.
Honey, we were lucky to afford little Jamie's care at the wildlife clinic after she ate those bugs from a chemically treated lawn.
That wasn't luck. That was
American Blue Jay Insurance.
Mommy, I'm scared of forest fires.
Oh, you don't need to be frightened. We're protected with
American Blue Jay Insurance.
Mom, why do they call them the good claw people?
Because you're in good claws with
American Blue Jay Insurance. So get a piece of the beak.
And now this news. The Pollution Control Agency has announced new regulations limiting chemical emissions into lakes and rivers. Members hope eventually to achieve zero-level toxic runoff into Northland lakes, rivers, and streams. In an announcement presented to the Concerned Jay Society this morning, Maxwell Blue Jay said that these new regulations may not have much of an impact since the PCJ has no legal enforcement authority. But he encouraged Blue Jays to keep trying to influence their state legislators, quoting President John Adams, who said, "We cannot ensure success, but we can deserve it." In other news, the Blue Jay Anti-Defamation League has joined in a lawsuit with the radical national organization Squirrels Forever against the Port Wing Blue Jay haters. Filing in district court this morning, the attorney for the Blue Jay Anti-Defamation League stated that the Port Wing organization is producing and selling bird feeders designed with the sole intent of keeping her clients out, unfairly and maliciously discriminating against them. She is asking 2 million acorns and a barrel of sunflower seeds in compensation. Accusations are still flying in the Blue Jay gubernatorial race, where one candidate has withdrawn because of allegations of sexual improprieties, and now another is under suspicion of actually filing a federal income tax return for 1989. Finally, police are now attributing 3 of this week's tragic Blue Jay disappearances to cat violence. This growing problem was scheduled to be the subject of a Blue Ribbon documentary series until a cat ate the cameraman. And until next time, I'm Laura Erickson for WJAY with the music of your Blue Jays.